today, but a fantastic season for the Chesterfield Moree under-19s, even though you're with Farah, but you've been really well looked after by the club.
Definitely, yeah. They've helped us all through the season. They've stuck by us, been through thick and thin, rocked up every week. The 17s have helped us out through the year. We wouldn't have done it without them. Yeah, we just stuck it all year, stayed positive, held our heads high. The coaches stuck by us as well.
So you've enjoyed the whole experience of coming from Farah to Moree, but being a fullback there, being the eyes of the team, that's been enjoyable as well, and you've really developed under Mrs. Dawson?
Yeah, definitely. She's helped us through our football careers over the past couple of years. She's really opened our rugby minds up, like the way we read the game, we move the ball, especially playing with the 17s. They've helped some of the 19s, believe it or not. Yeah, our game's just gone from strength to strength with Kylie.
And really, we need more teams, don't we? We need more 19s so we can travel around and play not only some great rugby, but just get different experiences as well.
Definitely. Yeah, more teams are better. Hopefully the comp strengthens next year, so there's more teams to play against. Hopefully, even better. It'd be even better if we had a different grand final, mix things up.
So what are you going to do when you grow up? Of course, you're studying, and what do we want to be when we grow up? We want to be a doctor or a lawyer or the people on the big money, the electricians and plumbers?
No, I haven't quite thought of it much. I was thinking of going into drilling, go over to Western Australia or something, or otherwise I'll just move to Brisbane with my family and get an apprenticeship there.
Julian, it's been fantastic to meet you. Congratulations on what you've done with the Chesterfield Moree under-19s, and we wish you all the best moving forward as you continue to study at Farah.
Thank you very much.